So good that Chesam Aleph tells to Maskil Kama Meruba Yeser al Eagle Revia. To recall, the Gemara was analyzing Rabbi Yochanan's statement that a circular sukkah, in order to be kosher, has to be able to place 24 people around the inside of the circle. And the Gemara assumes that this in turn is premised on Rabbi Yudanasi's view, Rebbe, that the sukkah, a regular square sukkah, has to be 4x4 amos. So, in trying to develop the mathematical background in order to work out the numbers of the 24 with the people with the 4x4 amos, Gemara engages in somewhat complex mathematical calculations dealing with squares surrounding circles and circles surrounding squares. So, Tosfos involves himself in the discussion of the mathematics of it and trying to analyze where the Gemara's assumptions come from and what are good proofs for the Gemara's assumptions and what are bad proofs for the Gemara's assumptions. So before we begin this Tosfos, let's just present some mathematical terminology for those perhaps who are not so into math. So when we refer to a square surrounding a circle, we refer to the circle as an inscribed circle, and the square as a circumscribed square, inscribed inside, circumscribed outside. And we have a square inside a circle, so the square is an inscribed square, and the circle is a circumscribed circle. Of course, we refer to an area of something. We've shown him use different terms for this. I saw in the Tosfos Rashi used the term karka. Sometimes the term shetach is used in modern Hebrew. An area of a particular geometric shape. And then, of course, we have the terms perimeter and circumference. Perimeter is the measurement of the sides of some kind of shape. And with respect to a circle, so the perimeter of a circle is known as a circumference. With a circle, the measurement from side to side at the widest part, many widest parts of the circle, but getting that widest part is known as the diameter. Half of that is known as the radius. So starting with the initial premise that the Gemara makes, which Tosfos tries to elaborate on, Kama Meruba Yeser Al Eagel Revia, the Gemara is stating that a circumscribed square around an inscribed circle, a square surrounding a circle, so the ratio between the measurements of the square and the measurement of the circle are going to be a ratio of 4 to 3. In the language of the Gemara, Kama Meruba Yeser Al Eagel Revia, that the square is going to be 1/4 more, Revia, more than the circle. In our language, we would have used the term a third rather than a quarter. This is presumably based on the Gemara's two calculations of fractions. One is called milabar and one is called milagav. What we refer to typically in our fractions or percentages is milagav, an internal fraction. The Gemara oftentimes uses an external fraction milabar. And without getting involved in all the details, it's the fraction whereby when you apply it to the base number and you add it on and then you apply the fraction, you get to that base number. So for example, if you take a quarter of 100, so we would come up with 25, but that's called milagav. But a fraction milabar would be actually what we would call a third, because when you take a third of 100 and you get approximately 33 and you add it on to the 100, so then you get 133, and then when you take a quarter of that, so then you wind up with 33. So, throughout our discussion, we're going to be referring to the Gemara's fourth as a third, because that's really what it is, which means that if the circle is 3 units in measurement, so the square is going to be 4 units in measurement, 1/3 more than the 3. And the Gemara calls that a revia. Another way to see that is when you start with a square that's 4 units of measurement, and then you subtract a quarter of 4, so then you get back to 3. So the discussion of the Gemara revolves around what we would call in mathematics the perimeter or the circumference, because Rabbi Yochanan is trying to fit 24 people around the inner circumference of the circle. So simply speaking, when the Gemara brings up this mathematical statement, Kama Meruba Yeser Al Eagle Revia, how much is the square more than the inscribed circle, the circumscribed square over the inscribed circle, by a quarter, which we refer to as a third. So it's referring to the perimeter. And that's what Rashi seems to indicate. The fact that there's a ratio of 4 to 3 on the perimeter of a square that's outside a circle is readily seen using contemporary mathematics. Because if you have a side, let's call it S, of a square, so the perimeter will be 4 times S. S plus S plus S plus S. And if you have an inscribed circle, so then the diameter would be S. And there we do S times pi to get the circumference. So then it's 3S. So we have a ratio of 4S to 3S, 4 to 3. But Tosfos is going with the premise that that initial statement, which he assumes, I presume, that the Gemara is pulling from a mathematical file that I was aware of various traditions that Chazal had about various statements in the mathematical knowledge base of Chazal concerning various relationships between geometric figures, that was primarily referring to area. But Kama Meruba Yeser Al Eagle Revia, that the area of the outer square, how much is that greater than the area of the inner circle? And that will be, again, in our language, a third more than the circle. Or subtracting a quarter of the area from the square, you'd get the area of the circle. But since the primary discussion of the Gemara is about perimeter, or the size around the sides or around the circle, so the assumption being that those are parallel to each other. So this is the first assumption of Tosis, and points out that even though it's true that a circle that's inside a square, the ratio between the areas is a ratio of 4 to 3, and the ratio of the perimeter, or the four sides of the square and the circumference of the circle, is also 4 to 3. But it happens to work out in this particular instance that the ratios are the same of the areas and the perimeters. But there is no hard, fast rule, that's what Tosis proves, that when you have two shapes whose perimeters are the same, or they have a certain ratio, that their areas will be the same or have a certain rate, the same ratio. So that's what Tosis begins, that Ein lo chiach dover zeh, one will not be able to prove that the area of an outside square will be a third greater than the area of the inside circle from the fact that their perimeters have that ratio. And words of Tosis. Mehod de tavla mirubah shel shalosh shel shalosh, that if you have a square, literally a table, that is a square, and it's 3 by 3 units, and a string of 12 units will surround it, meaning the perimeter. 3 plus 3 plus 3 plus 3 is 12. The tavla gula, and now you have a different shape. Tosis refers to the term tavla both for squares and circles. So you have a circular shape, shel sholish, which is a diameter of 3. Tosis sometimes calls it 3 by 3, but with a circle, it means the widest point is always going to be 3. So then, chut shel teisha amos yisuv osa, a string of 9 amos will surround that. And this, of course, is premised on that which the Gemara assumes all along, and of course, the most of us have learned in high school mathematics, the Greek letter pi, which is approximately 3, as we've shown him already, note that Chazal used an approximation. It's 3.14, etc., etc., etc. But Chazal used the approximation of 3, and Tosis follows that as well. So if you have a circle with a diameter of 3, so the circumference is going to be 9. 3 times 3 is 9. That's the basic equation. Pi d, pi times the diameter, gets you the circumference, which is exactly how is pi defined. Pi is defined as the ratio between the circumference and the diameter. So if you have a circle of shalosh, of a width of 3, diameter of 3, so then the circumference is going to be 9. Tosis states that the chol sheyesh bekeifo shlosha tvachim, if the perimeter, the surrounding of it, will be three tvachim, yesh bo rochav tefach. So then there's a tefach in the middle, meaning a diameter. Kedama b'shmaitin, as our Gemara mentions. So that, at first glance, is the way you could prove that the areas of the square on the outside side, the circumcised square, is a ratio of 4 to 3 with the inscribed or the inside circle. Because the same is true for the perimeter and the diameter. The perimeter, keeping in mind that the inscribed circle and the circumscribed square both have a width of 3. 3 is the side of the square, and 3 is the diameter of the circle, as you can see in the top diagram inside the Gemara to demonstrate that. So, using the basic mathematics, the perimeter of the square is 3 times 4 is 12, and the diameter of the circle is 3 times 3 is 9. So the ratio of 12 to 9 is exactly 4 to 3. So if that's the case, since the perimeters have the ratio of 4 to 3, so it stands to reason, so is Tosis suggesting and saying that that's wrong, that the areas should be a ratio of 4 to 3. So Tosis writes in the narrow lines here, the ein mevien raya michuta hekif hagadol revia etzel rochav hamakom. One cannot bring a proof from the literally the string that surrounds of what we call the perimeter or the circumference in a circle, which is a quarter more, or what we would call a third more, etzel rochav hamakom, concerning the width or the shetach or the karka. The Rishonim use these various terms, or what we would call the area. You can't bring a raya from one to the other. Now he shows several counterexamples. The otu tavla agula shel dalet al dalet ames salka daitach she'ena machzekes elaket tavla shel gimel al gimel meruba im. If you have a circle that's with diameter of 4, Tosis calls that 4 by 4, but we would call it a diameter of 4. So, as Tosis is going to work out the math, that's going to have a circumference of 4 times 3, approximation of pi of 12. The Tosis says, Salka daitach, can you think, she'ena machzekes ela ketavla shel gimel al gimel? If you have a square, merubayin, if you have a square of 3 by 3, so the perimeter of that is also going to be 12. Tosis elaborates, l'fi she'achot hamakifo midoso shava, that a string that would surround it, the perimeter of that circle that we just pointed out, the 4-diameter circle, and the 3-side square, 3 by 3 by 3 by 3, they both have similar circumferences or perimeters. With the circle, it's 4 times 3, which is pi, it's 12. And with the square, it's 3 plus 3 plus 3 plus 3 is 12. But clearly, that cannot be the case. So first of all, if you drew it on a piece of paper, you'd see that the circle has a greater area. But Tosis proves it more rigorously. V'alo k'shetachlok tavla shel gimel al gimel miruba al gimel ritzuos l'orech v'sholosh ritzuos l'rochav. As you see in the diagram in Tosis, if you take a 3 by 3 square and you break it up into 9 mini squares, each mini square will be 1 by 1. So you have 9 units, 9 1 by 1 units. Lo timtza ba kiim tes shel amal ama, assuming the unit of measurement is an ama here. So you have 9 square amos. We would calculate that in modern mathematical techniques, not necessarily by drawing all those lines, but by just multiplying the sides together. 3 times 3 is 9. Now, the tavla gula shel dalet al dalet that we spoke about earlier, that has the same perimeter as a 3 by 3 square, because 4 times 3 is 12, and 3 times 4 is 12 in terms of the square, and 4 times 3 in terms of the circle, where 3 is the pi. Al karkach yesh ba yud beis ritzuo shel alma al ama. That circle is going to have not 9 square units, but that's going to have 12 square units, again, in the unit in question of an amma. How so? Shaharei, ribua shel dalet al dalet. Tosis is now going to try to derive the area of that circle. In modern mathematics, as we'll say in the continuation of Tosis, we would figure the area of a circle by the formula pi r squared, approximately 3, plus the square of the radius, again, as we mentioned earlier, which is half of the diameter. So Tosis is going to use somewhat of a more complex proof to prove that a 4x4 circle has an area of 12. Just a quick calculation based on the formula. So if we use pi r squared, so pi is approximately 3. The radius, which is half of the diameter of 4, is 2. So 3 times 2 squared is 3 times 4 is 12. So Tosis uses a more complex proof as follows. Sharei ribua shel dalet al dalet. If we take a square, that's 4 by 4. Kishanachalek ledalet ritzua shel rochav ama laorko v'chein l'rochbo. Again, once again, we divide up that 4 by 4 square into units of 1 amma by 1 amma. Literally, 4 strips in each direction. Tim tzabo, tet zayin ritzuos. Tosis uses the word yud followed by a vav. We normally don't use that for Kedushas Hashem, so we'll say tet zayin. Tim tzabo, tet zayin ritzuos shel amma l'amma. So you'll have 16 mini boxes, literally strips, of 1 by 1 amma. Again, we would use calculations of multiplying the sides of the square. 4 times 4 is 16. Now, that square, that's 4 by 4, if we place a circle that Tosis calls 4 by 4, meaning a circle that has a diameter of 4, so that's an inscribed circle inside a circumscribed square, an outside square inside circle. So as the Gemara says, Umaruba eino yeser al eagle el revia. The outside square is 1 quarter, we call it a third more than the circle. So, nimsi sata omer, shahagula hi yud beis amma al amma. If the square is 16, and there's a ratio of 4 to 3 of the outside square and the inside circle, so it's going to be a ratio of 16 to something, which is the same ratio as 4 to 3, which according to what we said earlier, in this case, you start with the square, and then you could take you subtract a quarter of the square. You would add a third of the circle to get the area of the square. If you know the area of the circle and you're trying to figure out the area of the square, if you know the area of the square, you're trying to get the area of the circle, so you subtract a quarter. So we have 16 area square, and we have an inside circle. So a quarter of 16 is 4. 16 minus 4 is 12. So sha'agula yud beis amma al amma. So you could figure out that the area of the inside circle, which is a circle that we defined as having a 4 diameter measurement, so that's 12. So putting it all together, what did Tosis prove over here? That a gimel al gimel square, a 3 by 3 square, has a perimeter of 12. 3 plus 3 plus 3 plus 3, the outer periphery. And a circle has a circumference of 12, the diameter of 4. And if it's a circle with a diameter of 4 times 3 is 12. Now you certainly have to agree that the areas are not the same, even though the perimeters are the same. Because Tosis just proved that the area of the square, of course, will be 3 times 3 is 9. But the area of the circle would be 12. Even though the perimeters are the same, the areas are not the same. So you see that there's no direct equivalence between ratios of two shapes with a similar or certain ratio of perimeter to the similar or ratio of the area. They don't go in tandem with each other. So Tosis wraps up, Elevada ein raya mi chuchel hekif klal. One cannot bring a proof from the chuchel hekif, the string that surrounds, meaning the perimeter, to area. Another proof that there's no syncing between the ratios of perimeters to the ratios of areas. For O Teda, the Ritzua shel Heamos Orech al Rochav Amma. If you have a strip that's 5 amas long and 1 amma wide, so the perimeter of that, Chut shel Yud Beis Amma Makifa, that'll also be able to be surrounded with 12 amas. Again, you have the two long sides, which are 5 each, and the two short sides, which are 1 each, so that's 5 plus 1 plus 5 plus 1 is 12. So once again, if you try to figure out the area of that shape, again, we would do it with what we've been trained in high school, the length times the width, so it's 5 times 1, so it's an area of 5. Tosis uses the division method of breaking it up into 1 by 1 squares. Kishitavu l'chalka l'ritzuo shel amma l'amma, when you divide it up into strips of 1 by 1, ein bo ela chamish amos, as we said, with 5 square amos. Now, to recall, Tosis had just pointed out that a circle that has a diameter of 4 has a circumference of 12, and it also has an area of 12. To check that using our mathematics, So the circumference is 4 times 3, using 3 as an approximation of pi, so that's 12. And the area is pi r squared, using, again, approximation of 3 as pi, so that's 3 times the radius, which is half of 4, that's 2. 2 squared is 4, so 3 times 4 is 12. So a circle with diameter 4 has both circumference 12 and area 12. So here we built a rectangular shape of 5 by 1, which has circumference 12 as well, but yet has drastically a much smaller area than the 12 unit area of the circle. This has an area of only 5. And Tosa explains the geometrical logic behind that as to why that is. So if imagine we take a string, and based on the string, we create a circle with a diameter of 4 units. And then we take that same string, and we will be able to make it into a shape of a rectangle with 5 units of length and 1 unit of width. So that's exactly what Tosas is dealing with. So Tosas explains, again, 2 lines from the where it gets wide, 3 lines where it gets wide at the end. V'hainu time, it is the reason. V'fi, because kisha'ata meniach chut b'ribua, holechu meitzar lezavios. Then you take that string that could theoretically have been made into a circle, and you kvetch it in and squeeze it in to become some kind of rectangular shape. Here's using ribua not only as a square, but some kind of squarish kind of substance, including a rectangle. Holechu meitzar lezavios, so it gets narrower in the corners. And therefore, so even though you have a wide sides, but the tops and the bottoms are going to, the width is going to be narrow, and the corners are going to squeeze in the area that used to be able to be taken up with the circle, and it's grabbed by the corners. So that's why you could have the same perimeter or circumference of wildly different shapes that are wildly different areas. Tos continues, when you would take that same string and make it into a circle, marchev aholech, and you don't have any corners, so it's able to get wider in the sense to have more area, even though it has similar circumferences or perimeters with the parallel square shape. Bekitzur, when you take the wide circle and you squeeze it into a narrower rectangle, so the rope is losing things at the corners because it has to take up space in terms of the zavios, in terms of making an L shape. And therefore, it could have the same circumference and the perimeter, but not necessarily the same area. So much of the first round, that if the perimeters are the same or proportionately in a certain proportion between two shapes, that the areas should be the same or in the same proportion. That Tos points out is just not true. So how do you indeed calculate that the outside square and the inside circle are a ratio of 4 to 3? So Tos gives an absolutely ingenious proof of something that in the mathematical communities, ever since the times of the Greeks and probably before, they've been trying to develop different proofs for the formula that we mentioned at the above that is taught in all the high school geometry books, even in elementary school, pi r squared. That the area of a circle is approximately 3 times the square of the radius. And the area of a square, of course, is the sides times each other. So you could readily see that the ratio is 4 to 3 using that formula. Because if we have a square, let's say, of with a side, let's just call it a number S for a side. So the area of the square is going to be S squared, S times S. And if you have that same length of S as the diameter of your circle, which will be the case if the circle is inside the square, so S will be our diameter. And half of S will be our radius. So if we square that, we have S over 2 times itself. Then we have S squared over 4. And if we multiply that by pi using the approximation of 3, so you get 3S squared over 4, or 3 quarters S squared. So if we have the area of the square that's outside, it's S squared. And then we have the area of the circle that's inside is 3 quarters of S squared. So if you have something that has a ratio of 1 to 3 quarters, that's the same as saying it's a ratio of 4 to 3, if you play around with the fractions. So using the way we were taught mathematics, so we would develop it based on that. But Tosis is interested, so where do you get that pi r squared from? Whether Tosis was aware of that formula or not is a mystery. But Tosis certainly develops ideas that touch upon that formula. So but much has been written about this in terms of trying to prove that formula of pi r squared. Tosis uses his own proof. Again, whether this is an independent proof or he's getting it from a mathematics book, either from non-Jewish sources or Jewish sources, is shrouded in mystery. But in the mathematical community, Tosis actually made waves in terms of the ingeniousness of this proof. So Tosis writes in the beginning of the first wide line, "V'mbonu l'chavein acheshbon de meruba yeser al ha'igel." You want to figure out how much is the area of a square over the inside circle. Nuchal l'chiach binyan zeh. We could prove it in the following way. Shetasa nekuda shel mashehu. You make a point of smallest amount. In mathematics, we call that a point that doesn't have any size. V'takifena b'chut en harbe. Then around that point, you surround it with many strings. And each string is going to be the shape of a circle. And each circle only slightly bigger than the other. Those who are familiar with mathematics, full disclosure, I used to like math, but not so familiar with these formulas anymore. So this is reminiscent, of course, of what's called in calculus dx. We have the smallest of strips that is sometimes used in with integrals to calculate areas. Takifena bechut en harbe. And you surround it with many strings, again, circle after circle, saviv zeh, around this imaginary point, sibuv achar sibuv, one circle after another. See the diagram inside the Tosis, you see what he's driving at. You have an inside point, and you have circle after circle, each one getting progressively bigger. Ad sheyarchivu v'yigdal rochav ba'ogel tefach al tefach. Until you create a circular shape that is a tefach on a tefach, what we would call a tefach in diameter. Okay, so the shape there that we have in Tosfos, that circle, so from end to end, is a tefach. Now, how are we going to figure out the area? By playing around with those strings. V'achar kach, tachtoich, v'techateich, hachutin, min hanakuda ulamata. So from that point, you're going to cut to one end. So from the middle to the end, that's what we would call a radius. Dahainu, mechatzi rochav eagle, from half of the width of the circle, ulamata, and downward. Here on the diagram, they didn't do it lamata, they did it to the side. Same difference. V'achar sheyachtechu. And after you make that cut in the strings, yitpashtu kol achutim miyaminu v'smol, you stretch out the strings to the right and to the left. So the outermost string is going to be the longest. The inner string will be slightly smaller. The one beyond that will be slightly smaller. Till you get to a point on top, which represented the former middle point. So in a word, looking at the diagram, you're taking that slit, you're sticking your hands into the slit, and you're prying the strings open. So that what's going to happen, as the diagram indicates, you're going to be left with a very wide triangle and a very low triangle. If you're going to assuming put the triangle on the side with the big line on the bottom, so that's what I meant, is it would be wide and very low. So in the words of Tosfos, "V'nimtza kol chut holech u'marech mechaveiro, mashu mikan u'mashu mikan." Starting from the midpoint of the circle, we just have a dot. So the string surrounding that is slightly bigger than a dot. So the string, to, let's say in the diagram, to the right of it, is going to be a little bigger. Until you get to the string that was on the very outside of the circle, which in the diagram is to the right of that triangle, the orko gimel tvachim. And then its length would be 3 tvachim. Again, we're dealing with a circle whose diameter was 1. Shehu chot achitzon. That represents the outer string, shehu mesabev tefach al tefach, the one that surrounded a tefach by tefach circle, meaning a circle that had a diameter of 1. And how do you know that that outer string will be 3? The chol sheyesh berochbo tefach yesh bekeifo shlosh tefachim. That's the pi ratio. That if the diameter is 1, then the circumference of that circle whose diameter is 1 will be 3. So the biggest string will be 3. And again, on the triangle in the diagram, that will be on the rightmost side, going all the way down to a string whose length is 0. And with everything in the middle. But it'll create a perfect triangle. Again, in reality, the triangle will be somewhat jagged. But when we deal with theoretical strings, that's mathematics, it's called dx, so it'll be a perfect triangle. So nimtzo achutan alalu sidurin ke'inyan ze. Presumably, Tosfos drawing some kind of diagram. Kemin ritzua rechava be'emtza chatzit tefach, some kind of strip, which is we would call a triangle. In the middle, it's a half tefach wide, because that represents the radius or half of the diameter of the circle. And you work out, because when you opened it up, so you cut half of it, and then you opened it up, so you have half left. So that's a half tefach. So again, in the diagram that we see before us, from the right side of that triangular shape to the left side of that triangular shape at the tip, it'll be half a tefach. V'hainu k'neged hanakuda mikan u'mikan. The two halves of this rather long triangle, they straddle what used to be parallel to the nakuda, the point in the middle of the circle. The Tos continues, kala ve'oleches v'tzora ad mashu. Then, as we mentioned earlier, from that widest point on the right side, it's going to narrow until the smallest amount. So now, we have a triangle. The triangle, again, in the diagram, from the left side to the right side at the widest point is a half a tefach. What is the length of what they call the base of the triangle? On the right side, it's 3 tefachim, because that's what formerly was the diameter of the circle. Now, how are we going to figure out the area of the triangle? So let's just do a quick mathematical calculation to check what Tos is going to say. So we have learned that the area of a triangle is calculated as the height times the base divided by 2. So here the base of the triangle is 3, which used to be the circumference of the circle. The height is a half a tefach, which is the width in the diagram from left to right. So 3 times a half is 3 over 2, or 3 halves. And that divided by 2 is 3 quarters. So we would get a measurement of 3 quarters. Let's see now how Tos is calculated. So Tosfos ingeniously, in order to figure out the area of that triangle, and presumably that's what the formula of base times height divided by 2 is based on, if you now split that triangle in the middle, meaning from right to left, where the line is indicated in the Tosfos, and you cut it in half, so now you have 2 triangles. Hainu kineged hanakuda, the point that used to be parallel to the dot in the middle of the circle. Timsa shtei ritzuos, so now we're going to have 2 strips, meaning we would call it 2 triangles. Timsa shtei ritzuos, shekol achas orka tefach u'mechza. So each mini triangle is going to have a base of 1.5 tefachim, because we started out with a triangle whose base was 3 tefachim, so now we're left with a tefach and a half to each one. U'mitzad achas rechava chatzi tefach, and another leg of the triangle in the diagram in hand from right to left, it'll still remain Achasi tefach long. Umitzad achas kolad mashu. And on the other side of the triangle, the point of the triangle, and the diagram either the bottom or the top, the 2 triangles there. So then it's going to go till a point, till nothing. Now we have 2 triangles. So as the third diagram in the Tosfos points out, we could take those triangles, which are identical, and neatly flip one and make it into a square. Vata titztarif el, or the rectangle, I should say. Vata titztarif elu shtei ritzuis. We put those 2 strips together, we would say 2 triangles, v'sima oroch k'neged ha'kotzer, put the long side of one parallel to the short side of the other, timsa ritzua orka tefach u'mechza al rochav chatzi tefach. So now you're going to wind up with a rectangle. And the rectangle is going to be a tefach and a half long, same as the triangle, and the width will remain the same as the width of the highest point of the triangle, which is a half a tefach. So we're going to have a rectangle, which is 1.5 tefachim long and a half tefach wide. Now, if we would just quickly calculate that area, so that's 1.5 times a half, so that's 3/4, which is exactly what we figured with the triangle. And let's just check that with the circle. So what would the area of the circle be based on pi r squared? Well, if we're dealing with a tefach, So then half of the tefach, which would be the radius, would be a half squared is a quarter, and a quarter times pi, or approximated 3, is 3/4. So in modern mathematics, we'd be able to calculate it, perhaps more quickly, that the area of all those shapes is 3/4, which is exactly the area of the rectangle which Tosis arrived at through cutting it up in these spaces, these ways. So now Tosis, in the methodology he's using, second wide line, points out, so now we take that rectangle. Tachlo kosol l'sholosh ritzuos. Again, using Tosis's methodology of calculating area, which is to cut it into square strips. So you cut it into 3 squares. You have a 1.5 tefach long rectangle by a half a tefach wide. Tim tzava sholosh ritzuos mechatzi tefach al chatzi tefach. So now we're going to have 3 squares, not one by one, but half by half, because half was the width. And then you have a total of tefach and a half length. So tefach and a half contains 3 half tefachs. So, b'kitzur, when you take a tefach wide circle, a circle of a tefach diameter, you wind up with 3 boxes of half by a half. Again, quick calculation, we called it 3/4 units, 3/4 of area, right? 3/4 area units. So a half times a half, to take the unit of each of those squares, is a quarter. So a quarter plus a quarter plus a quarter is 3/4. So Tosis, rather than using our methodology, calls it 3 half by half squares. Now, ve'ilu, contrast that with, whereas, ritzua mirubas shel tefach, if you take a square that's a tefach by a tefach, that would be the parallel, circumscribed square around a circle that is a tefach wide. So if you have a square that's a tefach by a tefach. So if you take that square and try to figure out how much area there is, so we would call it area 1. And 1 times 1 is 1, so the ratio of 1 to the area that we call 3/4 is exactly 4 to 3. But using the units of half by half squares, which Tosis is developing here in this more complex proof, so with the circle, by stretching it and making it into 2 triangles, ultimately into a rectangle, we had 3 half by half units. So now if you do that same trick with a square, that would be outside such a circle, the circumscribed square. When again you chop it up into units, this time half by half units, Tim Saba Arbaritsu shall chatzi tefach al chatzi tefach. How so? We take the square, which is 1 by 1, and we make 2 lines, one to the right and left, and one from top and bottom. So we divide it up into 4 equal squares. How much is each square, the width and the length? So it's a half by half, because we divided each line into 2. So we, how many of those half by half squares do we have? We have 4. How many half by half squares did we have with the circle? 3. Harei lecha, Tos concludes, meruba yesra le'igel revia. That the ratio between the meruba, the square, and the eagle, the circle, is a ratio of 4 to 3. Again, in the words of Tos, quoting the Gemara, it's a quarter more, which we would call a third more, or going the other way, starting with a square and removing a fourth, then you would get the area of the circle. So, Tosis ingeniously proves that the area of the circle, which would be what he called 3 units of half by half squares, is parallel to the area which the square around it would be, which would be 4 units, so it's a ratio of 4 to 3, as the Gemara says, going back to the Ramaschil, Kamen Rubi Yasser Le'igel Revia. Again, we tried to note on our way how we would perhaps calculate this somewhat differently based on the formulae we learned in mathematics. Apparently, Tosis was either trying to explain it to the laymen who weren't aware of these formulas, or they had a different mathematical base, and therefore he proves it from these geometrical shapes. Just to addenda to this Tosis, although Tosis was primarily trying to prove the ratio between the inscribed circle and the circumscribed square, namely that it's 4 to 3, but of course, Tosis's methodology that he utilizes by opening the circle can readily be extended to prove the general area of a circle. Because what he did is show that you have 3 units of the square of the radius, because he started with a circle of a tefach, then he wound up getting units of 3 half by half tefachs. Half by half, of course, is multiplying the radius, so that's the radius squared. So from there we get 3r squared, or pi r squared, which is the more accurate measurement of the number 3 with respect to circles here. The second addenda is that just doing a little bit of research into this, we mentioned earlier, it's not known where Tosas got this from. So some contemporary scholars suggest that he got it from one of the only available Hebrew works in geometry. The Balei HaTosas were not familiar with Arabic or other languages that some of the Sephardic Rishonim were able to study. And it was written by a scholar by the name of Rabbi Avraham Barchiya Hanossi, who wrote a sefer called HaMashicha V'Atashbores, who lived in the times of Tosus in Spain. And he wrote a famous work, which actually was translated into Latin and maybe became the basis of much of the mathematics that we study today, Sephardic Rishon. So and he already has this proof of cutting the circles into slices there in order to figure out its area. Tazdir maschil kol amsa beribua, amsa trechomshi balaksona. The Gemara makes an assumption again as part of its calculations dealing with Rabbi Yochanan's statement about a circular sukkah, that when you have a square, the side of each side of which is, let's say, an amma, so for every amma you have on the side, the diagonal is going to be one amma plus another 2/5 of an amma. To put that in mathematical terms we're familiar with, that would be a ratio of 1 to 1 and 2/5, or a ratio of 1 to 1.4. 40% more, the diagonal would be 40% larger than the baseline itself. Another way of viewing that, not in a square, but in a triangle, that if you have a triangle whose sides are equal, an isosceles, let's say, right triangle, to use formal mathematical terminology. So the hypotenuse, the diagonal of the triangle, is going to be 1.4 times the leg. Now, Tos is going to point out that that 1.4 ratio is not precise. It's actually a little more. Once again, in order to more fully appreciate the ingeniousness of this Tosus, let's just analyze this from a contemporary mathematical perspective. Again, this mathematics is certainly over 2,000 years old. So as we mentioned the previous Tosus, it seems that Tosus were not using the same math books that we were exposed to at younger ages. So again, using the model of a triangle, if we have all learned the theorem called the Pythagorean theorem, which means the squares of the sides of a triangle equal the square of the hypotenuse. So if we draw a triangle, just for example, to use the diagram that Tosus provides for us here. So Tosus divided this square shape into an inner square, but that creates a whole bunch of triangles. So just to pick any one of them. So we have triangles here of equal length, and they call the legs of the triangle, and then you have the hypotenuse. So what the Gemara tells us is that if the length of any one of those triangles of the base would be, let's say, 1 unit, so the diagonal would be 1.4 units. So using the Pythagorean theorem, we could arrive at the following precise calculation, and perhaps some of our listeners remember this already. So then if the unit of the legs are 1, so then the precise measurement of the hypotenuse, of the diagonal of the triangle, will be radical 2, or the square root of 2. The way to see that is by the Pythagorean theorem that a squared plus b squared equals c squared, a squared representing the length of one of the legs and b squared representing the leg of the other, again squared, a and b, and c the hypotenuse. So 1 squared is 1 plus 1 squared is 1, assuming both legs are 1, as we have in this diagram that are equal. So that equals c squared, which is the hypotenuse squared. So 1 plus 1 is 2. So that means that 2 equals c squared. The hypotenuse squared is going to equal 2. So how do you figure out what the hypotenuse actually is? So you have to take the square root of 2. Square root of 2 to get rid of the square, and the square root of the number 2 is going to get you what's called in mathematics radical 2. The square root of 2 is 1.4142 with a whole bunch of other numbers. Of course, in mathematics, it's known as an irrational number, just like pi. It's a non-repeating decimal. It just goes on and on forever in a non-repeating way. So we could right away see what Tosus is going to indicate, that the ratio of 1 to 1.4, which the Gemara tells us, is imprecise. It's somewhat more. In mathematics, it's an extra 0.01. 4, 2, so on and so forth, so on and so forth. Approximately 1% more. So Tosus once again comes up with an ingenious proof as to how we see that this calculation is not correct. Tos begins, Ein acheshbon mechuvan. The calculation is not precise. Below dock, and it's not with precision. The ikat fei puter, because there's still a little bit more. Just as an aside, there's an interesting discussion in the poskim, the same concerning pi, that how does the halacha view these imprecisions, especially where using these imprecisions would lead to a leniency? Do we have to be machmir as precise as we can be, or do we say that that's the way the halacha was given, since that's what appears in the Gemara, that this is the halachic reality? So that's not a topic for now, but it's certainly worthy of a separate discussion. So the ikat fei porta. So Rashi, so Tosis proves that from the following diagram. Shimtasa ribua shal eser al eser. You take a square that's 10 units by 10 units. I guess we'll call it 10 tfachim by 10 tfachim, which is what you have before you in the diagram. So Tosis says that the chalik also shsive eriv nimsev sochar bo ribuim shal chamish shal chamisha. So if you divide the square into four parts, shtiv erev with horizontal and vertical lines, again the term shtiv erev borrowed from the loom. So you're going to have four squares of 5 by 5 each, because we divided each side of the bigger square of 10 into two. So you're going to have each square of 5 by 5. Now, so we have four 5 by 5 squares. Chazor v'chaloko sam rebiyum la'aksonim ha'olech l'tzad emtsa shel ribua gadol. So now make a diagonal in each of those four squares. So as the diagram indicates, we're creating a square that is turned on its side.
So it looks like a diamond.
So we have an inscribed square inside a bigger square. So now, Tosis has the following ingenious calculation. Timtza beribua pnimi, in that inner square, chamisham amma. So we're going to have 50 amas of square area. The outer circle, to recall, is 10 by 10. It has 100 amas of square area. Huchetzio shel chitzon. It's a half of the outer one. How do you know that the inside square has half? Sherei chilakta ribuim shel hei al hei kol echad laksono. You divided each of those four squares in the middle into two equal parts. As can be readily seen by the diagonal, divided the square into two triangles. Each triangle is exactly half of the square. That inner square is made of half units of each of the four squares that it took a bite out of. So it took a half of the lower right and a half of the lower left and a half of the upper right and a half of the upper left. So it took away half the area. Kol echad lalaksono. The area of the outside box can be readily seen. 10 by 10, as the diagram indicates, is divided up into 100 boxes of 1 by 1. So, that calculation of the fact that that square has 50 units of area and the outer square has 100 units of area is going to demonstrate for us that the diagonal is slightly more than 1.4 of the base. Tosis proves it by negation. If the sides of that inner circle would be calculated based on the Chazalian formula of a ratio of 1 to 1.4, or 1 to 1 to 2/5. So then, as you readily could see, in those diagonals of each of the four smaller squares of the one bigger square, dahaino zayin al zayin. So then it's going to turn out that the inner square is 7 by 7. How so? Because the leg or the side of each of the four smaller squares is 5, because we divided the 10 into 2. 5 times 1.4 gives us 7, or using the direct Chazalian calculation, 1 times 1 and 2 fifths is going to yield 5 times 1 and 2 fifths is going to yield 5 plus 2. So that gets you 7. Dahin zayin al zayin. So if you have a square that's 7 by 7, and you divide it up into Tosis is 1 by 1 units, so that's going to be 7 times 7, 49. So according to the Chazalian calculation of that inner square, we're going to have 49 units of area. But according to the real calculation, it's 50 units of area. Nimtza de'ein bo chetzi shel chitzon. The calculation of 7 by 7 is not going to yield the true half of the outer square. The area of the inner square is not going to be half of the area of the outer square. But Tosis already proved that it is. How so? The ribua shel shiva al shiva ein bo ela bo invitation rituals shel amal amal. Because the area of the inner circle is only going to be 49 units of 1 by 1. Again, Tosfos does that by dividing it up into strips. We would do it by just multiplying 7, 7 times 7. But royally, it's chamishim. It's supposed to be 50, as proven earlier. The ho chetzio shel asara l'asara, because it's half of the 10 by 10 square. The ola lemea, which is going to turn out to be lemea ritzuos to 100 1 by 1 units shel ama al ama. And therefore, you see that the side of this inner square has to be 7 point something. So indeed, if you would use the calculation of the accurate calculation of the radical 2, so then you start out with the base of 5 of each small square, and you multiply by the square root of 2, which is 1.4142. So then it's going to be 7 point whatever, and that times 7 point whatever is going to get you exactly 100. Taisis Divi Maschil Rabbi Yochanan Mokam Gavri Loi Kachoshiv. The Gemara had a complicated calculation in order to resolve the exact cheshbon of Rabbi Yochanan, that in order to have a 4 by 4 amma inscribed square inside a circular sukkah, in order to make the sukkah kosher, according to the view of Rebbe, that you needed a circle that could fit 24 people surrounding it, and the Gemara had all kinds of problems with this calculation. So the Gemara, at a certain point, quoting the view of Rav Asi, that we're dealing with 24 people not who are fitting inside the circle, but outside the circle, and their makom of an amma by an amma on both sides of the circle, opposite each other, two people opposite each other, are going to take away an amma of the diameter. So the diameter, according to a simple calculation based on pi, or the Gemara's approximation of 3, would be that if you have 24 people surrounding a circle, so then the diameter would be 8 amos. And that diameter of 8 amos would be too big to just fit a square of 4 by 4 amos. So Rav Asi is suggesting that the people are on the outside side and the makom of the people are an amma by an amma. So that chisels away an amma on each side of that diameter of 8 amos. So you're left with 6 amos. And that 6 amma circle is enough to seat 18 people, 6 times 3, the approximation of pi, on the inside side of the circle, 24 people on the outside side of the circle, taking away an amma from each direction because of the makom shel ha'adam, which is amma by an amma. And then, based on the math that the Gemara explained, the calculations work out. So the Gemara then suggests another approach, that maybe Rabbi Yochanan is based on the Dayani de Kesari, who maintain that when you have a circle that circumscribes a square, that there the ratio between the outside circle and the inside square is a ratio of 3 to 2. So if it's a ratio of 3 to 2, then the 24 amma circle will lead to a situation of a 16 amma square. And the 16 amma square will be 4 by 4. 16 amma square that has a perimeter of 16 will be 4 by 4 exactly in accordance with the calculations we need. But then the Gemara concludes that the Dayani de Kesari were incorrect, because that's not the ratio. The ratio of an outside circle to an inside square is not 3 to 2. It's much, much less than that. It's only like a 20th bigger. So we have the approach of Rav Asi. We have the approach of the Dayani de Kesari. So Tosis writes, Alchinam dochak liyashev divrei Rav Yochanan, that the Gemara tried to resolve Rav Yochanan, but their explanation, the explanation of Rav Asi, is not really going to work. Because where it works here, whereas it works here in Masechta Sukkah, it's not going to work in a parallel sugi Masechta Erevin. The Alkarchach mokam gavri kachoshiv. It has to be that Rav Yochanan is talking about people sitting in the inside of the circle, and therefore it's including their place, and not on the outside of the circle, and therefore their place of an amma on each side is taken away from the diameter of the circle. How do we see that? The Shaminan Le Behedja, because we have seen explicitly in Be'erivin, Be'resh Chalon, in Masecht Erivin, in the Perek Chalon, the Avayin Vav Mer Aleph, the Omer HaChalon, Agol, if you have a round window, Sarach Shehei Be'kefo Chof Dalet Tfachim. You have to have 24 Tfachim, or circumference of the circle, in order to have not a 4x4 amma inscribed square in the circle, but a 4x4 tefach inscribed square inside the circle, which is the context there in Erevin. Not getting involved in the details there, but very roughly speaking, we're talking about tuchatzeros, and as we mentioned in previous Tosasin, in order for them to be able to make an Erev together, if there's a wall in between, you have to have access. And that access could be created by a door or could be created by a window. So that window has to be a minimum of 4x4 tefachim, and it has to dip down within 10 tefachim. So if you have a circle, Rabbi Yochanan makes a complicated calculation that a 24 tefach circumference circle will be able to have a 4x4 tefach inscribed square inside of it. So very similar in terms of the ratios of our Gemara. And the Gemara, after asking very similar questions on Rabbi Yochanan, as it does over here, concludes that Rabbi Yochanan is going with the approach of the Dayani de Kesari. And there's no other approach that works. You can't start speaking about people standing outside or sitting outside the circle and their makom is not being included. That only works in the particularistic arena of Sukkah, but it's certainly not going to work there with the window in Erevin. The window in Erevin, clearly Rabbi Yochanan is dealing with a 24 tefach circumference kipshuto. So Tosfos conclude, v'lo mitartza ela k'dayani d'kesari v'chulei. It only works out with dayani d'kesari v'chulei, because one version of the Gemara is it's rabbani d'kesari. So in sum, what Tosfos is saying is that whereas Rav Asi had an alternate approach here, but Rabbi Yochanan, who used a very similar phraseology in Erevin, clearly can't work with Avasi's interpretation and can only work with the Dayani de Kesari.